I must dress for the Queen. I must dress for croquet. Out of my way. This is royalty, and I'm already late. Here, you may hold the baby. Oh. Here, here, hold your arm, won't you? Oh. I must go and dress for the Queen to play croquet.
Oh, mind what you're doing with that.
You hit the baby.
Oh, we'd better leave. We'd better leave before you're killed.
Where is my blue dress? Now, where is it?
Poor little thing. I can't leave you here. I don't think you'd survive another moment in there. Now, come along with me. I wonder if it's the pepper that makes them so hot-tempered. I think soup can do very well without. I shall not have pepper in my kitchen at all when I grow up. There now. There now. There's no need to cry now, is there? You stop that crying now. Or grunting. Now, there's no need to grunt at all. Now, I've never had a grunting baby before that I recall. Nor a baby with such pinky flesh. Or such a snubbed nose. Or such tiny, tiny little black eyes. Or perhaps you could gurgle, dear. Babies often gurgle, but they don't normally grunt. Now, dear, if you're going to turn into a pig, I'll have no more to do with you. Goodness. Goodness, you are a pig. Oh, if you'd grown up, you know you'd have made a dreadfully ugly child. But I think you made quite a handsome pig. Do you want to get down? There. There you go. I don't suppose I could have taken you home, you see. I don't think a pig would have been welcomed at home, especially by Dinah. You know, I think there are quite a number of children who do very well as pigs. Very well indeed. Quite a number of children I know personally who would make very attractive pigs rather than unattractive children. Confound these creatures. I can't see one anywhere.
Surely you can see.
No, I can't.
But I'm up here. Here in the tree.
All I can see in the tree is a grin. A big grin. And a pair of ears. And some large green eyes. And some whiskers. And the large grinning face of a large grinning cat. The Cheshire Cat.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. It's a pleasure to find someone so cordial in this curious place. I feel I've been ordered about and shouted at all day by the strangest creatures. But you, Cheshire Cat, dear, you seem to be positively courteous. Even in the manner in which you appear. Slowly and not all at once. I think that's the politest of entrances, and I shall practice it when I get home. Cheshire Cat, dear, could you tell me which way to go from here?
Well, that depends a good deal on where you want to get to.
I don't much care where.
Well, then it doesn't really matter which way you go.
So long as I get somewhere.
Ah, you're sure to do that. If only you walk long enough.
Only... But I don't want to go amongst mad people.
Oh, you can't help that. We're all mad here.
Yes? And how do you know I'm mad?
You must be, or you wouldn't be here.
Yes.
Do you play croquet with the Queen today?
No, but I should like to very much, only I haven't been invited.
On your own head, be it.
On my own head?
I'll see you there.
You're beginning to look quite faint.
What happened to the baby?
It turned into a pig.
Oh, I thought it would.
You're disappearing again.
Did you say pig or fig?
A pig. Oh, I wish you wouldn't keep appearing and disappearing like that. It makes one feel quite giddy.
Fig or pig?
Pig.
You
you're splashing paint all over me.
I am not.
You are. Look at him.
Don't shove my elbow, fine.
When did I do that?
Then, just then.
Where?
Well, all over my number. Look, I've got paint on my number.
It must have been a tour space.
It wasn't. You're the clumsy
one. You're always blaming others, five.
Well, only yesterday, seven, I heard the Queen saying that you were the sort of card that any pack could do without.
Yes.
In fact, she said you were the sort that needed to chop.